CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS news for Sunday, the 10th of August, 2025. Here are the main news headlines. Three fantastic workshops have been announced for the RSGB convention. The RSGB National Radio Centre has won a prestigious award. Ensure that Ofcom has your correct contact details. Discover new skills at this year's RSGB convention in October by securing your place in one or all three of the workshops that will be taking place. On Friday the 10th of October, the RSGB is giving you the opportunity to build on the basics of Arduino programming with a six-hour workshop that will cover programming direct digital synthesis for RF generation. This session will also include how to use generative AI tools such as GPT to write software. You're welcome to book this workshop even if you're not able to attend the whole convention this year. If programming is new to you, then Saturday's two-hour workshop is a great place to start. This session will introduce you to microcontroller unit programming through a short presentation followed by practical exercises. Alternatively, on Sunday, you can book into a two-hour antenna building workshop that will guide you through the process of constructing a 49-to-1 ballon for use in a QRP end-fed long-wire antenna. Spaces for the workshops are limited and pre-booking is essential. The workshops are subsidised by the RSGB legacy funds and every attendee will receive a £5 RSGB book voucher. Find out more and guarantee your place by going to rsgb.org/convention and selecting workshops from the right-hand menu. Book your convention tickets using the same link. Early bird pricing closes tomorrow, Monday the 11th of August, so ensure you book now to get the best available price. The Society is proud to announce that the RSGB National Radio Centre has been recognised by TripAdvisor's Traveller's Choice Awards for 2025. Winners of this award are among the 10%, top 10% of listings around the world on TripAdvisor. The award is based on genuine feedback from anyone in the community who's visited and left an authentic first-hand review on TripAdvisor over a 12-month period. The award reflects the passion and dedication of the RSGB's volunteers and the fantastic roles they play in promoting amateur radio. Start planning your visit to the NRC by going to rsgb.org/NRC. If you're an RSGB member, download your free entry voucher at the same address /BP voucher. The RSGB is encouraging radio amateurs to check their contact details registered with Ofcom are up to date. As well as confirming your home address and email address are correct, you can also select your communication preferences. Ofcom will use these details to contact radio amateurs about the implementation of phases 2 and 3 of its planned updates to the amateur radio licensing framework. This stage will include changes to new and intermediate call signs and rules for special event stations. Find out more about licensing in the UK via rsgb.org/licensing. Peter Duffett-Smith, GM3XJE, is retiring as the editor of Radcom Plus. Peter is staying on in the role of Radcom Technical Editor, which has been keeping him very busy for the last few years. If you're interested in applying for the role of Radcom Plus Editor, please email radcom@rsgb.org.uk. International Lighthouse and Light Ship Weekend runs from 0001 UTC on Saturday the 26th to 2400 UTC on Sunday the 17th of August. The event usually attracts more than 500 lighthouse entries located in over 40 countries. To register for the event and to view a list of participating stations, visit illw.net. The 13th Scottish Microwave Roundtable GMRT takes place in the Museum of Communication in Burnt Island 5, in Scotland, on Saturday the 1st of November from 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. An interesting programme of speakers has been arranged and microwave test facilities will be provided. There'll be an opportunity to buy components and microwave-related items. An optional dinner will be held in the evening at a local hotel. Further information and online registration is available from gmroundtable.org.uk. The event has a maximum of a capacity of 50 people and over 20% of tickets have already gone, so book now to avoid disappointment. Please send details of all your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk no later than the Thursday before the Sunday broadcast each week. Now for details of rallies and events, Flight Refueling Amateur Radio Society Hamfest takes place today the 10th at Cobham Sports and Social Club Ground, Merley near Wimborne in Dorset. Doors open from 9am to 4pm. Admission, which includes parking, is £5. Talking is on 145.550 megs. More information, visit frars.co.uk/hamfest-2025. Also today, the 10th, the Rugby Amateur Transmitting Society annual radio rally takes place at Prinsthorpe College, Prinsthorpe in Rugby, CV239PY. More information at rugbyats.co.uk. On Sunday the 17th, Finningley Amateur Radio Society rally begins at 10am. The details available at g0ghk.com. Also on Sunday the 17th, the West Manchester Radio Club Red Rose Summer Rally is taking place at Mather Hall, Mather Lane, Lee, WN72PJ. Doors open at 10am. More information by following the Red Rose Rally tab at wmrc.co.uk. Now for special event news, the special event station GB1HAF will be active on Saturday the 16th of October, or August I should say, in support of SSAFA, the Armed Forces Charity. Operators will be working on the 40, 20, 10 and 2 metre bands and 70 SEMs using SSB and possibly data modes and CW. The East Midlands Electronic and Radio Group will be on the air celebrating the 80th anniversary of VJ Day between the 15th and 17th of August. Using the call sign GB1BK, the group will operate from former RAF Binbrook in Lincolnshire. Operators expect to be available on the 40 to 20 metre bands using SSB. They'll also be working on the 2 metre band using FM. If you hear them, give them a call. Now for DX News, Don KW7R is active as V73KW from the Marshall Islands. He is there on a work assignment until September. In his spare time, he operates CW and FT8 on various bands, QSL via Logbook of the World. George VU2DGR is active as AT44 India from the Bharati Research Station. He's a member of the 44th Indian Scientific Expedition to Antarctica. The station was heard recently on the 20-metre band using SSB, QSL via George's home call. Contest news, the Worktall Europe DXCW contest started at 0000 UTC on Saturday the 9th and ends at 23:59 UTC today, Sunday the 10th of August. Using CW on the 8 to 10 metre bands where contests are allowed, the exchange of signal report and serial number. Also on Tuesday the 12th, the RSGB 432 Megs UK Activity Contest runs 1900 to 2130 UTC. All modes on the 77s band, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday the 13th, RSGB 432 Megs FT8 Activity 4-hour Contest runs 1700 to 2100 UTC. FT8 on the 70 centimetre band exchanges report and 4-character locator. And also on the 13th, there's the same FT8 activity 2-hour contest from 1900 to 2100 UTC. Under the same conditions, the exchanges report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest can enter the 2-hour contest. On Thursday the 14th, the RSGB 50 Megs UK Activity Contest runs 1900 to 2130 UTC, all modes on the 6-metre band, the exchanges report and 4-character locator. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. They write, over the last week we had nearly ideal solar conditions for HF. These included low geomagnetic indices and a reasonable solar flux index, hovering around the 150 mark. Other solar events of note included six M-class solar flares. The only stumbling block is the time of the year, with summer seeing lower maximum usable frequencies and poorer propagation due to changes in ionospheric chemistry. We'll have to wait another month to see conditions pick up. The main HFDX this week has been T3OTT from Western Kiribati, mainly on FT8 and CW, focusing on 20 and 17 metre bands. TJ1GD from Cameroon was also worked on 17 metre band using FT8. E51KEE on the South Cook Islands was logged on the 17 and 15 metre bands using CW. And finally, AH6KO in Hawaii was worked on the 15 metre band using CW. But, it says here, this may all set to change. A coronal mass ejection observed on Tuesday the 5th may deliver a glancing blow to the Earth's magnetic field. This may also coincide with an expected high-speed stream from a very large coronal hole on the Sun's surface. NOAA predicts that the KP index could rise to 5 or 6. The hole is so large and elongated that we could see unsettled conditions occurring in the coming week. NOAA predicts unsettled geomagnetic conditions from the 11th to the 14th of October, August. It also predicts more unsettled conditions from the 18th to the 22nd, with a maximum KP index of 5. Expect reduced MUFs and poor HF conditions, especially for paths over the poles. VHF and up, the main setting for the weather pattern over the next week is a tendency for high pressure in the south, lower pressure to the north of Britain. There may be some input from a low over France around the middle of the week. This might introduce some thundery showers and a chance of rain scatter on the gigahertz bands. Meanwhile, occasional weak frontal systems will bring patchy rain to the far northwest, but probably not so good for rain scatter opportunities. The troper at this time of the year can be very good around the coasts and occasionally inland overnight. However, it tends to weaken inland during the heating of the day. Out at sea, temperatures remain fairly constant and maintain an ideal cool, moist layer at the sea surface, overlaid by a layer of warm, dry air from the land. This provides tropo 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mid-August is good for meteor scatter, with the peak of the Perseids on the Tuesday night, the 12th and 13th. Apart from digital mode QSOs, it's good for late summer evening sky watching. It's fascinating to listen on the VHF SSB meteor scatter frequencies while watching to get the full experience. It's a broad shower, so don't worry if you must pick a night either side of the peak. The chances of aurora are not zero, with further minor alerts to remind us that it's worth checking. The main mode for DX is probably still going to be sporadiki, which is roughly another 4 weeks to run. Don't expect something every day, as it tends to become more random towards the latter part of the season. Moon declination is negative, but rising again, so moon window lengths and peak elevations will increase. Path losses are also falling, reaching minimum at perigee on Thursday the 14th of August. 144 meg sky noise is low to moderate all next week. And that's it from the propagation team. That's all from me until next week.